Another great question. Who has the obligation to defer? This has been brought to you by www.themindsetofanolympian.com. Greetings. Well, I see this topic in discussion is a lot more meaty than I expected. Here's the question that I got yesterday concerning Generation X versus Millennial versus Generation Z communication. Who has the obligation to defer? The question of who has the obligation to defer in interactions between different generations is not straightforward and depends on the context. In an ideal scenario, deference would be a mutual practice guided by respect, understanding, and adaptability from all parties involved. Here are some key points to consider. 1. Context matters. In professional settings, deference might traditionally be given to those in senior positions or with more experience. In informal or social settings, the expectations can be more relaxed and egalitarian. 2. Cultural and organizational norms. Different cultures and organizations have varying norms regarding deference. In some, age and hierarchy are highly respected, while in others, a more egalitarian approach is valued. Case in point, in sororities and fraternities, hierarchy, age and timing create the standards for who defers. It's similar to how the military is run. There's a ranking system. 3. Communication and clarity. It's important for all parties to communicate their expectations and preferences. If a Generation X individual prefers a more formal mode of address, expressing this preference clearly can help set the tone for interactions. 4. Mutual respect. Regardless of age or generation, showing respect is fundamental. This can mean older generations understanding the more egalitarian approach of younger generations and vice versa. However, the ability for the older to understand the younger is greatly overestimated. Case in point, my parents, no matter what, are not going to understand why a boy wants to be a girl or a girl wants to be a boy and why they should call a boy a girl or a girl a boy. They are in their 70s and it just ain't happening. 5. Adaptability. While younger generations may be more adaptable due to their upbringing in a rapidly changing world, adaptability is a valuable skill for all generations. Being open to adjusting one's approach to communication and deference can lead to more harmonious interactions. 6. Shared responsibility. The obligation to show deference should ideally be a shared one, with each individual demonstrating understanding and respect for the other's preferences and backgrounds. In summary, deference is not the sole responsibility of one generation. Instead, it should be a mutual practice informed by context, respect, and open communication. Both younger and older generations can benefit from understanding each other's perspectives and adapting their approaches to ensure respectful and effective communication. However, the younger generation is in a better position to be more pliable on situations. The responsibility for bridging the generational communication gap is a shared one. While younger generations might possess more psychological pliability, it is in the best interest of all parties to work towards mutual understanding and respect. By promoting adaptability, education, open dialogue, and focusing on common ground, both older and younger generations can move towards more harmonious and effective communication. Dedicated to your improvement, Roddy Ferguson. Remember, I love you, but God loves you best.